Tell our listeners about some of the fun things coming up spring and looking ahead summer-wise here in the Beaver Dam area. Where would you like to start?
You know, probably one of our biggest events and biggest weekends. So we have the Wisconsin Arts and Peony Festival, which always was the second weekend in June. And lo and behold, our Taste of Wisconsin, which always was the Saturday before Father's Day, every 7 years they end up on the same weekend. So it is going to be a huge weekend. And have you ever been to either one, Bob?
I haven't, because it seems that oftentimes I'm working.
Oh, you're working. Yes, you are working. Oh, fun. So, well, I'm going to tell you about it since you won't be able to make it. This year, it's really kind of extra special because the American Peony Society selected Beaver Dam for their national convention. And we literally will have people from all around the world. Peonies are a big thing in other countries and across our country. And this is a weekend where these growers will come together and talk all things peonies. What's super exciting about that is they hold a flower competition. And they take this very, very, very seriously. And there'll be hundreds and hundreds of floral entries, peony entries. And this will be open to the public at the Beaver Dam High School foyer. So people that weekend, which I should say again, it's June 13th through the 15th with this exhibit, the 14th and 15th. So, being able to see so many different varieties of peonies all in one place and designed well and just beautiful in vases and other things and open to the public for free, I think it's going to be a pretty big deal and draw lots of people from everywhere.
Love to have them come to the community again. We're speaking with Tracy Probst this morning here on WBEV's Beaver Dam. On Beaver Dam's WBEV, I wanted to ask you this question. Beaver Dam celebrates peppers, and it celebrates peonies. Let's put the peppers aside for another conversation. Any idea of how our link, Beaver Dam and peony, came about?
Yes, it actually came about in 2020, and I remember it well, when Michelle Ovens of Ovens Peony Farm walked into my office to join the chamber, and she said, you know, I had a peony farm way up north, and they opted to move further south, and she was going to, she had rebuilt her peony farm. And at that time, I think the peonies were 2 years old. And she said, this is a really big opportunity for Beaver Dam, because she has over 1,000 different plants of peonies at her farm here, and this is on sort of the south side of Beaver Dam. And she said, you guys could make a festival around this, and I would open up my farm. So we took it to the tourism committee, which is under the chamber, and started talking about this idea of a peony festival. And we are so big here in Beaver Dam on the arts, it became the Arts and Peony Festival. And so each year it has grown. Shannon, our tourism marketing director, she's gotten placer data. And last year we had 8,000 people that came over that weekend. We have a lot going on that weekend. We have the art market, which is on that Saturday, June 14th. And this is a curated art market. You have to be an artist to be in there or have something, you know, ultra unique. And that takes place on Maple Avenue, just behind the theater. We have art projects going on that you can take part in. The Nancy Zeman Quilt Challenge. This year we are bringing back the Mike LaCrone jacket exhibit. Last year we displayed the jackets that were sewn by Lois Levenhagen. And this year, Mike LaCrone, who is former director of the UW Marching Band, is permitting us to display all of his concert jackets. And we have a concert in the park that weekend, a brunch and blossom stroll. So over the years, this has just really built up into a major event. So that's kind of how it came to be. It was really Michelle Ovens coming saying, we will open our farm to bring visitors to Beaver Dam. And how can we expand on that?
Tracy, you're always a pleasure to talk to. I'm sitting here in the Slumberland Furniture Studios after you did the introduction to the story. And I was going to say, well, what else takes place? And you go, we've got so much going on. So you segued so perfectly.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And I can't tell you, the art market, we keep it small because we want all the vendors to have a successful event. You know, sometimes you can go to these big, big festivals with lots of art vendors, and, you know, not everyone does well because you can only spread so many dollars, you know, amongst the buyers. And so we do intentionally keep it smaller. It's under 100 vendors, and we try to keep things very different. And it's become one where people are very much competing to be a part of this market because they've heard how well they do at it. So we're pretty excited and very proud of this particular art market that goes on that weekend.
Again, the weekend we're talking about is June 13th through the 15th. And Tracy, maybe also give a shout out to what's taking place that weekend, Taste of Wisconsin-wise.
Yes, and I should know this, but I think we're on our 17th year of Taste of Wisconsin, started long before I worked here, but it has grown so much. We are, you know, at around 1,000 attendees now, and this takes place in the Water Tower parking lot along the Riverwalk in downtown Beaver Dam. And we feature over 100 different craft brewers, or craft brewery flavors, I should say. We have, I think, 15 actual brewers that sign up to demonstrate and sample their breweries, their beer. And we also added wine last year. So we have 5 wineries that come in to sample their Wisconsin wines. And, of course, we have cheese. We have dozens and dozens of cheese varieties. The market, Food Pride, the market does come, and they have a table featuring their best deli cheeses made in Wisconsin, as does Fox Brother Piggly Wiggly. So everyone really kind of gets involved in with this, with local restaurants. Like Damn Chicken always has a table there and featuring things like wings and chicken nachos and stuff like that. So lots of food, lots of wine, lots of beer, and lots of cheese.
When it comes to either the the Art and Peony Festival, and the Taste of Wisconsin, is the chamber, are there still slots open? We're talking with our listeners here, folks in Dodge County, about this as an activity to come and enjoy. But are you still looking for participants? Are there any openings for any of those?
So our art market is full, as are all our food vendors at Taste of Wisconsin. But I'll tell you what's not full. Because this ended up on the same weekend, we are in desperate need for volunteers. We need volunteers to help work the visitor center, to greet visitors and tell people what's going on. We need people at Taste of Wisconsin, from serving cheese to pouring beer to setting up to cleaning up. These events don't happen without volunteers. And a big shout-out to the Beaver Dam High School football team, who always comes and helps us set up and take down for events. So if you want to get involved, on beaverdamchamber.com, up on the right-hand side, is a volunteer button. And it lists our events throughout the year, and it's an opportunity to volunteer within these events. So do take advantage of that.
Especially when things are doubled up that weekend of June 13th and 15th here in Beaver Dam.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And so we kind of reached out to people who we knew that would be great representatives and are starting to try to make asks, but please come forward if you would as well.
I'm sorry, Tracy, I'm working.
Well, you helping us promote these events is super great, and we really appreciate that. So you are doing your part.
Okay. Warmer weather means farmers markets are not very far away, and I know that's a big thing which runs right through the summer. Why don't you tell our listeners about the upcoming farmers market and what we can expect that in that regard this coming year?
Well, I appreciate the shout-out to the farmers market. I love our vendors, returning vendors for years and years and years and years, and staples that you know, buyers in the community look for every Saturday. It opens the first Saturday in May, and it goes through the last Saturday in October. So that first month of May, of course, there's not a lot of produce. You'll see maybe asparagus and rhubarb, but they've been canning, so you'll have canned goods and jams and jellies and plants. A lot of our vendors are growing plants, you know, come and get your tomato plants and squash plants and things like that, and support our local local farmers in this area. So, you know, this market is only as good as the people that come to it. So Saturdays, every Saturday, again, May through October, we are taking vendors. So they are open at beaverdamchamber.com under our community events. You can sign up to be a vendor. We have day rates. We also have season rates. Those that are there 75% of the time can have an assigned booth, and they're in the same spot every Saturday. Or you can be a part-time vendor and just come in and be given a booth every time you want to come in. So we are flexible. We just love that people take part. It's a great community gathering space, and so it only stays that way if our community supports it. So do come out. Bob, do you mind if I just touch on something?
Go ahead.
Our mini boss project?
Yes, well, I remember we talked about this last year. I love this story. Keep going.
So, mini boss, I think we are in our fourth year this summer, and it's an opportunity for children, kids, 18 and younger, to actually have a booth at the farmer's market for free. We do this because we really want to inspire, you know, entrepreneurism in our community. And Cassandra Schmidt of Modern Woodman, who is our board chair, she has aligned with this program. And when you sign up, you are agreeing for your child to also go through a little bit of business planning. And you'll sit with Cassandra, and you'll go through, you know, you'll have to do a report on this is how much my goods cost, this is how much I sold, and this is how much I made, this is how I marketed it. So it's just really having children understand that, you know, in order to have a business, there are costs. And to be successful, you have to sell more than what you spend. So, it's been a great program. We have a lot of returning students that will come back, and we're always looking for more. And you can go to beaverdamchamber.com, again, under Community Events and Farmers Market, and find the Mini Boss sign up. And you can sign up for up to two Saturdays in the summer.
And if you as a parent out there in our listening audience think that would be a wonderful teachable moment, get your youngster and get online and check that out. One other upcoming activity in the coming months we wanted to talk about is the fact that we'll be jamming again here in Beaver Dam this year.
You know, jam by the dam. Shout out. This really all started with volunteers. And Sierra Kuhn, who is one of our ambassadors at the Chamber, and her mom had started this many years ago, and they collaborate with the Beaver Dam Rec Department. So it's usually the last Saturday this year. It's June 20th, July 25th, and August 22nd. These are free concerts that are held 6 to 9 at Tahoe Park. And they bring in just excellent bands. On the 20th, they have Frank Childress and the Main Street Band. On July 25th, Nobody's Hero. And then Tangled Lines on August 22nd. Between Jam by the Dam and the Beaver Dam Rec Department, their Wednesday concerts in Swan City Park. And then you also have to talk about the Stormy's Music Venue, Thirsty Beaver, Ooga Brewing Company, and then also Cyple Center for the Arts. We have so much music going on in the season. You shouldn't leave Beaver Dam because there is just so much to do. And I haven't even touched on Beaver Dam Area Community Theater. So we are really, really lucky to have all the wonderful things that are going on as far as live music and entertainment.
Thank you, Tracy. Stay with us. We need to take a brief break. We're speaking with the executive director of the Beaver Dam Area Chamber of Commerce. And we come back from a break, we're going to talk about some more things relating to the chamber and the visitor center. If there's a question you would like me to pose to Tracy, you can send it to our talk and text line, 920-887-9595. More with Tracy Probst in just 2 minutes. In the first segment of Party Line, Tracy Probst had so much to tell you about the Peony Festival and the Taste of Wisconsin on June 13th through the 15th that she missed one particular item she wanted to highlight. Tracy, here's your shot.
Well, thank you so much. not sure the community is aware, but there has been a peony garden sort of starting to bloom down by the Riverwalk. This is the Rotary Park Riverwalk. And Owens Peony Farm with the Beaver Dam Rotary and the Beaver Dam Chamber and Visitor Center have been working together to display Wisconsin hybridized peonies. So there are 40-plus different peony plants that are planted down there, and many of them will be in their third year this year and really starting to bloom. And so this is kind of a big deal. It's a reference garden, and the American Peony Society has given us a plaque, and we will be on their website as an official peony reference garden. So again, it features four Wisconsin hybridizers. Hybridizer is something like that breeds plants, I guess, mm-hmm. and develops new varieties. So it's kind of a big deal. You know, the thing with peonies, unfortunately, you only have 2, 3, maybe up to 4 weeks that you're going to see blooms down there. So just make sure you mark those calendars around the 1st of June and, go down there and kind of watch it evolve. But it's, again, going to be on a national website. People will come here as for particular peonies. And again, I really appreciate the Beaver Dam Rotary and Owens Peony Farm and the collaboration that we've been able to have with them.
Tracy and I are setting aside about 5 minutes or so. We've been talking about exciting celebrations and events coming to the area in the next few months, but wanted to talk about the chamber and its activities. I noticed specifically when I went to the chamber recently, you've got a new video at the beginning where you're highlighting such aspects of the work that you do as community and advocacy and business first. I was just curious to know the thoughts behind the chamber, the goals and aspirations you folks have as an organization besides coordinating these wonderful events.
You know, it really always boils down to business first. But you can't have business without community. So our mission is centered around, collaborating with business and being able to engage with the community. So by doing events, we are able to bring people here and economic development. But it's always about economic development for us and making sure that our businesses are successful. And in that, we are looking at and discussing the issues that are important to businesses. For example, right now, our chamber board is very concerned about the defunding of child care. You know, you have these amazing, amazing teachers and caregivers taking care of our children, yet they can't make wages much over $13 an hour. And the COVID funding for child care is coming to an end, and we're very, very, very concerned with this abrupt end of funding that we're going to see closures of independent child care facilities and parents having to make a difficult choice about whether they can afford to work or if it's better to, stay home with their child. And that becomes a workforce issue. So, really trying to stay on the pulse of the things that are important for our businesses so that they are successful in our community.
323 members? Is that right?
Yes. And it's always, it's always going up a little bit, always going down a little bit, things open, things close. But yeah, we center around the 320 mark for members. And we have nonprofits. We have, large manufacturers like Mech and Metalcraft. We even have Whiskers and Juno, the auto pet company. And then we, have small sort of mom and pop and brick and mortar stores as well. And we try to do things that are beneficial for each group. Yes, we do a lot of bar crawls, for example, because we do have a lot of tavern and bar members. For example, we have at the end of April here, April 26th, the first annual Beaver Bar Crawl. and we also do this month, we had our restaurant promotion, giving away gift cards for dining locals. So we do try to do things to really amplify every segment of our membership.
And come on, Tracy, not the only reason for the bar crawls. We've got bars because people like bar crawls.
They do.
You're taking care of the community too.
We are, and we try to provide transportation to keep it safe. But it's getting people to come out, be a community, and have a good time. And so, I myself am not a drinker, but you can still come along and have a good time and come together as a community. And our bar and tavern owners they love this community, and they love to entertain and have people come into their establishment and have a good time.
Our listeners, of course, locally, then I'm guessing they don't think of the Beaver Dam Area Chamber of Commerce and think of the visitor center aspect of it. But I travel a lot, and I oftentimes will go to the chamber visit. Just in the last couple of minutes, talk about how many people visit the visitor center, what the purpose behind that is, how that serves the community.
Yeah, thank you. So we have, and I've never counted them, visitor guides from all over the state. So we, you know, we want to promote our chamber and visitor center as well as other places to go in the state. And so come on in and find your next destination by taking a visitor guide from another location. And you would be surprised how many people are coming in. Naturally, it's more seasonal. You know, we're going to see a lot more the spring through fall, not as many through the winter, but there are people that will come here to ice fish and things like that and want to know about the lake and pick up a lake map and what are the fees and you know, how do you launch a boat for people who come to visit here. We also have a lot of people who want to move here. I am just shocked and really proud at the number of people who are interested in our community, have heard great things, want to move here, and wish we had more housing. So I always find that it's, you know, a lot of people who have lived here their whole life maybe don't appreciate it as much as people who move here. A lot of people from California, a lot of people from Illinois, and then the Dane County in particular that will come here, and they absolutely love it. So we really try to help navigate them, help them find a realtor, get their home set up and things like that. But we are a resource for questions on where is the best place to dine. Where we have a lot of people is we are the meeting place in Wisconsin. We're always halfway between, you know, the Fox Valley or Fox Cities and, you know, maybe Madison or down further south. But the number of calls we get, you know, where could we meet? Because we're kind of that halfway point for a lot of people and getting together. I was just talking to a woman last week, and she was saying how about every 6 weeks they will come to Beaver Dam, and that's where their friend group from all around the state will meet, because we're kind of in the middle.
Sounds great.
So, yep. Yeah, the meeting place.
I love it. Tracy Probst, Executive Director, Beaver Dam Area Chamber of Commerce. So great to have you with us on Party Line this morning. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend.